Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Orla, say hello.
Hello.
And now you're
louder.
And just like that.
Hello.
Just like that, you're now on the podcast, Orla.
Hey.
Forever.
Orla's always coming into our studio because our studio is also shared with the smoking area. So
we started a theory. So Orla would come in and she'd like fiddle with some buttons, but we'd never know what she did.
And she'd always get in her hunkers to do it.
Yeah. And she'd be like, okay, see us. And so we started a theory that she's just
and
coming
a rumor.
In. That she's just coming in for a cheeky smoke and that she just crouches down in the corner of our studio and leaves.
And she's such a tech wizard. She has the technology set up so that you can't smell.
There's no smoke.
No.
And we can't.
She's a tech witch.
Sorry.
So true.
Orla, I'm so sorry about that.
Well, ask her what she identifies as.
What are you doing,
as.
Orla?
I'm unplugging a piece of equipment and plugging it back.
She's blazing up, baby.
Look at those hot rocks.
Why did you even ask? Hotbox the place.
With cigarette.
I don't know how it all works.
Why are our cameras so shy, Orla?
I don't know. That's
there's like three really good moments from today's show we'd love to put on Instagram, but we can't.
Is it because I'm just not that good looking?
Yeah.
Is that why?
I can answer that.
Because they kind
yeah.
of worked before I was here. I feel like.
No, they didn't.
Oh,
yeah,
did they? No,
they were always broken.
Okay.
Guys, we leave it here for today.
Yeah.
I think that's plenty.
I can't really. So much smoke in this room.
Yeah.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, good morning. Is it Tuesday?
It's
only Tuesday.
That is grim.
Yeah. I would love a collection and just hit play on it now every time you've said that on a Tuesday. So I know it happens many days of the week, but I feel like it always really stands out to me on a Tuesday.
Probably because you want a different answer.
Yeah.
You're like, someone tell me
I'm
it's
just
not.
Dying for someone to be like, no, it's Wednesday. That'll be nice.
My heart sinks every time we go, yeah,
we
exactly.
Have
yeah,
sorry,
it's
Dave. Yeah.
And it, I think it slows down the week.
It does
bite. Just
I can
Tuesday,
only apologise. I can only apologise.
Oh no, you asking.
I'm not great with the old days of the week. You know, I used to have the underwear and I just don't anymore. So.
And then you start wearing.
Did you ever learn the Barney song?
What was the Barney song?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh my God.
Sunday, Monday. But
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
What I didn't like about that was it started on a Sunday.
Well, apparently,
some people,
I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, some calendars start on a Sunday.
That wrecks my head.
It does my head in as
I'm
well.
I'm like, Sunday is a day of rest.
Let us
it
live.
It's not the beginning of the week.
What other Barney songs do we remember? I love you.
Never talk to strangers. That's very good advice.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just don't know if they're good or bad, even though they might be nice. Or whatever. I don't really I don't remember it myself.
That was good.
I love you
would have been in a better one too.
Yeah, yeah.
Clean up song. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember clean up?
Clean up. Everybody everywhere. Clean up. Everybody do your share. You are welcome. Good morning.
Station.
Good morning, how are you? I was briefly telling you this one day last week on the podcast, I think it was. I went to a prenatal yoga class for the first time last week with my sister, who's also prego, and I'm pregnant, by the way, as well, and I'm Fiona, what? If you're just tuning into this
sorry,
now
you're
for
pregnant.
The first time. Yeah.
Six months now about,
so I'll
that's
be actually
so
leaving
cool
soon.
That your sister and you're pregnant at the same time.
It's really nice.
How close are you?
She's like 6 or 7 weeks behind me.
Oh my God.
So
that's
kind
nuts.
Of stealing my thunder, but like grand, do you know what I mean? But it's good for stuff like this because we get to do all these activities together.
It's weird. My friend, she is pregnant and her brother is also having a baby as well.
No way.
Yeah, like a lot of that going on at the moment.
There's something in the water.
There is
something in the water.
Something in your water.
Yeah, there is. Well, literally. Because when we were at that hotel stay over the weekend, there were so many pregnant people.
Really?
I was like, girls, this is our
thing. And everyone's due in March.
Do you think? That's when I'm due.
Yeah.
But that's why you said
it. I remember talking to my mom about this, and mom was just like, when you're pregnant, you notice everyone else who's pregnant, but when you're not pregnant, you don't notice it at all.
Maybe it's that.
Because
like,
I have not seen a pregnant person since June, and I haven't seen one for at least a year.
Dave changed his car, and now I see the type of car he has now everywhere.
That's so true.
I cannot stop seeing golfs. Everyone drives a bloody golf.
I think that's been happening for a while. But we went to this class, and the first thing I noticed, right, it was this like yoga studio in Ranelagh, and the first thing I noticed was it was like really cold. It was last Tuesday, and there was this cat like trying to get into the studio, and I was like, oh, studio cat, like, cute.
Perfect.
Ranelagh. And I didn't let it in just in case, but then another girl who was like such yoga girly, had like 18 scarves on, was like, oh my god, sorry, I let the cat in. But then everyone's delighted, of course, because the cat's inside, and we were like, woohoo, and like, I hope it's there like in our class. And then
it's like play therapy.
Yeah, literally.
You went to pay for therapy.
Yeah, like when a dog comes into
school.
And then we were just like so happy, and then this absolute dry shite girl was like, some people could have allergies. I was like, get out like with that, but probably some of them could. So the cat had to leave. That kind of took the tone down. But then what took the tone back up was, you know when sometimes if you go to a yoga class and you don't bring your own mat, you have to like pay a fiver.
You're joking.
And the class is already 20
just to rent one.
Yeah. And I went up to the guy and I was like, oh, what's the crack with the mats? Like, do we have to pay? And he saw that I had checked in for the prenatal yoga, and he was like, if you're at prenatal yoga, you don't have to pay. So free mats.
Sorry,
if
that's
you're
discrimination.
What the hell?
Free mats. I was like, finally,
sorry,
this
is
paying
wrong.
Off. No, I'm sorry.
No, for the non
we deserve it.
From the non-pregnant among us, that is an absolute joke.
We
you're
can't.
You're not special.
We can't carry them. They're too heavy.
You're already carrying something else.
We're already carrying so much. So I was
you
like,
you don't have to pay if you're pregnant. What a load of ridiculous.
No, you don't. That's not what she said. You don't have to pay for doing the prenatal yoga. So
yeah.
Just do prenatal yoga.
Just go in. Just come in.
Technically, you are currently prenatal.
You are. That's so true. I don't know the biology of it, but come on now, James.
Prenatal, I presume prenatal means before you have a baby.
Yeah, so yeah. That's
so technically, I'm prenatal.
We're all prenatal in here. So that was great. I was absolutely delighted with that. Then we got into the class, and I was like, there are so many pregnant people in here. I haven't been around.
I'm
like
home.
That way. I was like, my people, and we had to like take like 15 minutes at the start of the class. Everyone introduces themselves and says like, I know, and says like how prego they are and all this stuff. There was like a woman that was pregnant with twins, and we all went, oh, wow. And then I was like, oh, I just have to warn myself. And he said like how many kids you already had and all this stuff. And then there was one woman, and she was like, I'm 39 and a half weeks pregnant, and I hope to not be at this class next week. So she was like, get it out of me tonight, like. And the teacher was like, okay, she was like, yeah, we can try and do like some squats and stuff like to get it going. And there was another woman who was like, oh, I'm 38 and a half weeks, so I'll probably go soon as well. And I was like, this is mad. And then the teacher was just like, everyone in class, these two women, because they're very close, just in the eventuality that their water breaks, please don't run over and try and help them, because I'll just deal. You all sit still. I was like envisioning like 20 like pregnant women slipping in another woman's like water breaking, and us all trying to get to her being like, do you need a towel?
All I'm thinking of is the Simpsons thing was like, because of me they have a sign. I'm like,
it's happened to
it's obviously
before.
Happened before. It must have been carnage.
So I'm going back tonight, so I need to see if that 38 weeks woman is there.
Yoga teacher stressing about insurance. Don't move. Amble, this has been.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. So ITV has released a very dramatic teaser trailer of a crossover episode.
Oh.
Of Coronation Street and Emmerdale.
Wow.
Whoa.
Sorry, this is interesting. Has this happened before?
Called Corriedale. I don't think it's ever happened before.
Corriedale is so good.
It's really cool if they're like both totally independent companies that someone was like, hey, do you know what? They're like, do you know what? Let's do it.
I'm surprised it hasn't been done before.
But I was in the car yesterday with Emma Nolan, and I told her this, and she had the exact reaction. What? She was like, what? Hardly. And I was like, no,
back
really.
In that way.
It's a big car crash that sees two shows collide for one night only.
Check on the others, they were hit really bad.
This looks like it could be serious.
There's a fire spreading towards the car. Corriedale, coming soon on ITV1 and ITVX.
Interesting. So it's almost like the Corrie crew are heading down the country.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. It's like Gail Platt in one car, someone from Emmerdale in the other, and they crash into each other.
Is Corrie in London?
No, Corrie's in Manchester.
And but then Emmerdale. I think really, creme de la creme, in my opinion, is EastEnders. Get them in there somehow.
So oh yeah, sure. It couldn't be London because it's always London.
Yeah, exactly. That's class. Sorry, I'm into it.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah, and I know
I don't watch either soap and haven't since I was in secondary school.
I've never watched a single bit of Corrie.
Have you not?
Or a single bit of Emmerdale or a single bit of EastEnders.
No, kids, before
my granny used to
watch
Fair City and I'd watch a little bit of that.
Fair. My granny watched them all and then we got mad into Corrie over COVID.
I got mad into them all in school because there was like nothing else to watch.
Yeah.
You've always been mad into that stuff like Home and Away and Neighbours and all that.
I loved them all when I was in school and then I kind of bailed on it after college, yeah.
See, to me, these are not, it's grand. Like, the best thing I like about it is the name Corriedale. I think that's quite
well,
fun.
Yeah, that's a great start.
To me, there will never be a crossover better than the Disney Channel That's So Raven, The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody and Hannah Montana. And it was called That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana.
Wow, they kind of gave up towards the end.
Want to hear the promo?
Please.
Of course you do.
For the first time ever, for one night only, your favorite Disney Channel stars are guest starring in each other's shows. Raven meets Zack and Cody, who meet Hannah, who knows London, who gets tricked by Maddie into wearing Raven's dress. After Raven gets Zack and Cody to fool her boss, before she has a vision about their party, which she crashes, that includes a cake that Hannah likes.
Must have been a writer's strike.
Oh, vanilla, my
then.
Favorite.
What? Must have been a writer's strike or something.
So, yeah, that was kind of my Roman Empire back in the day. There was also a crossover of Wizards of Waverly Place and The Sweet Life on Deck and Hannah Montana, and that was called Wizards on Deck with Hannah Montana.
Oh, my God.
That's where your writer's strike came in.
By the time it gets to Hannah Montana, they just give up on merging the names.
With Hannah Montana.
And Miley Cyrus is also there
Other
in
ones
a wig.
I liked, I don't know if you remember, the New Girl crossover with Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No.
I never saw that.
It was, to be honest, I think it was only a scene. I'm pretty sure it was only a scene, but it might have been more. I remember there is a time where Jake Peralta needs a car and he jumps into Jess's and he's I need your car. And she's like, what? There was a Family Guy crossover with The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. I enjoyed that one. And there was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle crossover with the Power Rangers. And I loved that.
Oh, my God, slay. That's fun.
There's other ones I would have liked to have seen. Mainly for their name, some of them for their plot. Desperate Housewives and Ugly Betty.
Despy Betty.
I'd love
for two reasons.
Go on.
Well, one, because they were the most dramatic shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then also, you could call it Desperate Betty or Ugly Housewives.
Ooh,
and I like that.
That's great.
Either work. Funny. Either work.
California and Geordie Shore. I want a crossover between them. I think that'll be good. Father Ted and Normal People. It'd be like a Joe Duffy episode.
That's
great. You could call it Father People or Normal Ted.
Father People.
Kin and Love Hate crossover.
Really? Yeah.
Like kind of rival gangs. I'd call it Love Kin. And as
or
a kid,
Club Hate.
I was thinking of like what crossovers would make me die.
Yeah.
Barney the Dinosaur and Teletubbies. I'm pretty sure I would have had a heart attack.
Oh my
God, that's
four.
Too many colours going on.
Powerpuff Girls and Totally Spies.
Oh, yeah. Class.
I don't know why they didn't do that. Pokemon and Digimon. You
like,
could call
it writes
Pokemon or Digimon.
The work's already done.
And 64 Zoo Lane and Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, my babe.
I don't know the Zoo Lane.
Do you know? 64 Zoo Lane.
Finally, we're getting to sing on the show.
Yeah.
Guys, this is what I've always been wanting.
We're bringing out songs since 7 a.m.
Our bad. So, yeah, look forward to Corriedale. Happening soon in a television near
happening
you.
At a date undetermined.
I think it's kind of incredible that they're still going on.
It is.
Yeah.
Somber now and dressed. Now, all this week on the show, we've got something really special for you, an exclusive meet and greet with Keane DeCrow for you to win, and it's all thanks to 3 Plus Rewards. This is so cool. He's such a star. And
he is.
His music over the last year or two has really blossomed into a whole other ether.
Yeah, he's incredible. True, I've seen him live more than any artist in, I think, the world.
Really?
Sure.
No, when we started this show 3 years ago, Dave went to see Keane DeCrow. Like, in a really small venue at the time. What was it?
It was in, what's that one down on the Keys, down by, near the tattoo shop.
Oh, like downstairs in the Workman's.
Workman's, thank you.
Yeah. Dave saw him
so
Workman's.
So nice.
And he came into the show the next day and was like, he's so funny. And he's from Cork. And then for, I would say, a year and a half, anytime we play a Keane to Crow song, he'd say, he's so funny and he's from Cork.
Do you know what? That is being a true fan.
I was.
Keane to Crow
was a true fan.
Always mentioned that he's funny and he's from Cork.
And then I met him and he was lovely. And then I met him again and he was lovelier.
Oh my God. What
he's really
what a blossomed success story.
Into a new ether.
For he has. Ether again. Just to say
the word
ether. Just to say blossomed and just to say ether.
Listen, it's Three's reward program exclusive to customers. You can get tickets to Ireland's best music events, enter incredible competition and claim amazing discounts and offers.
Very, very exciting. We have a €100 Ticketmaster voucher to give away every day on the show so you can get yourself to a gig at Three Arena or Three Olympia Theatre. And you'll also get into the draw on Friday for that exclusive Keane to Crow meet and greet. Very, very nice. So if you want to win that Ticketmaster voucher today, just WhatsApp us the word three.
Oh, that was good too.
The number.
That was nice.
Oh God, I don't know if I can.
Oh, she lost it.
Why can't I do it again? Aye. Just WhatsApp us the word three.
Oh yeah.
087-711-1038 with your name and location. That is three to 087-711-1038.
Would you accept a digit?
I would, but I don't know. Callum, we got to stick up your arse today.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, all this week on the show, we've got a pretty class prize for you. An exclusive meet and greet with Keane to Crow. And that's for you to win on Friday if you get into the draw across the week. It's all with thanks to 3 Plus Rewards.
Not only can you meet him, but you can greet him. Oh, it's 3's rewards program exclusive to customers. You can get tickets to Ireland's best music events, enter incredible competitions and claim amazing discounts and offers.
We have a €100 Ticketmaster voucher to give away each day so you can get yourself to a gig at 3 Arena or 3 Olympia Theatre. And you'll also get in that draw on Friday for that exclusive meet and greet with Keane to Crow.
Spoil rotten. Meeting and greet.
Where will you find the time?
Danny's there this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, not too bad. Are you a big Keane to Crow fan, Danny?
My son is.
Aww, is he? Oh, what age is your son, Danny?
16.
Oh, God, very good. And does he want to be a musician as well, or is he already a musician?
He's mad into music. He actually only went to Bob Dylan the other night.
Really?
Oh my God, fun. Oh my God, Danny's got great taste.
Danny, you have a very cool son.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, he is.
Yeah.
So from Bob Dylan to Keane to Crow, great. Well, you'd be such a legend should you win this for him on Friday. We do want to sort you with that €100 Ticketmaster voucher, though, and it's quite easy to get involved.
Yeah, basically, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, Danny, and we're going to give you three topics. If you're able to name three things in each of those topics, you'll win that Ticketmaster voucher and you'll go into that draw for the Keane to Crow meet and greet. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah.
All right, Danny, there's 30 seconds going on the clock. The very best of luck.
Let's start the clock now. Name three Irish counties.
Dublin, Cork, Carlow.
Name three animals.
Dog, cat, goat.
Name three methods of transport.
Car, bike, truck.
Spot lovely. On, Danny. Spot on. A tick for each one of them.
Yeah, top marks for just the courteous mention of Carlow.
Shout out to that, honestly.
Like Dublin,
truly.
Fair enough. Cork, Keane to Crow. Carlo?
Naturally, Carlo come next. The epicenter of the world.
My other favourites. Dog, cat, goat.
I love how you played that, Danny.
We actually own the goat, we do.
You own a goat?
I thought you were going to say you own Carlo.
Sorry, wait now. You own a goat?
Yeah, we have a small farm, yeah.
Oh my God, Danny.
Is it in Carlo?
No, it's in Dublin. Portmarnock.
What's the goat's name?
Paula.
Shout out to Paula the goat today.
Amazing.
This morning.
Alex. Danny,
you're an absolute pleasure.
Honestly,
Danny, do you know what? I think you're the goat.
Fair play.
Danny, congratulations. A €100 Ticketmaster voucher is all yours and you're in that draw for the Keane to Crow meet and greet. Have a fantastic day.
See you, Danny.
Same to you.
Good
thanks,
luck.
Danny. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. If you'd a goat, what would you call him?
Billy. Oh, crap. That's so unoriginal. I'm sorry. Ah! Did I had no that? Time to think.
No, but that was great.
I'm raging.
On,
yeah,
no,
but like Billy
good.
Goes, oh, it's so obvious. Like.
Pauler. Pauler's cool.
Is so good. Garrod, the goat. Jerry, the goat.
Call it Messi.
Because he's Here's Lewis Capaldi, Something in the Heavens. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
What's up? I have really weird housemates. I know I've described them before to you, but they are quite bizarre. There's one thing I love at the moment and it's an orange twirl. They're the best things in the entire world.
But it's your housemates that are weird.
Yes. What do you mean? That's not weird. The orange twirl is the best chocolate you can get.
I don't think I've ever had one, you know.
I don't think they even still did them after that big orange chocolate boom of 2023.
I didn't even know that. I think they're quite new. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you about my housemates is because my housemate Ben bought me four of them. right?
Four double fingers
of twirls. But wow. What he was going to do was hide three of them, and he was going to put one on my shelf, and every time I ate it, he was going to put one back so that I'd be confused.
Now, because that's I'd be like, crack.
I just ate one.
That's the creativity we need here.
How did that? He said, and then he came in and he was like,
"So he told you his joke and then just didn't do it."
He told me like 3 days later because I didn't realize the twirl was there, and he was just like, "I was taking too long," and he was like, "I got your twirls; they were on offer," and I was like, "Oh, sound. Thanks so much." And then he explained he was trying to do a Pavlov's dog on me, which is, I don't know if you know Pavlov's dog. It's quite a famous experiment where Pavlov is a scientist, and every time he fed his dog, he would ring a bell. And so every time the bell would ring, the dog would associate that with food and start salivating. Do you know what I mean?
So how was that Pavlov's dog, what he did?
Every time I opened the cupboard, there'd be a twirl.
And you'd start salivating?
And I'd start, hopefully. I'd hopefully just start eating a twirl. I wouldn't have to start salivating. Anyway, yeah. I thought it was quite
when was this
creative.
All discovered? Last night?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, man. Do you find it really hard to go home sometimes being like, I just don't know what's ahead of me today?
I don't know what's ahead
of me. It's the unpredictability of it. Sometimes I just want to go home and get into bed and just, not know if there's like...
A prank.
Like loads of popcorn in my bed.
I hate though if you have a plan, if you're like playing a prank on someone and they just don't notice and you're like, you're putting in the work, way lower stakes.
You know when you're waiting behind the wall to scare someone,
and they
don't
never
come.
Come.
You're like, for God's sake.
I'm over it. Yeah.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona here on Spin. Hello
Good
there.
Good morning. How are you? Guys, you might know this, or someone in the studio might know this.
I probably know. I'm really smart.
You are very smart. Has Luke Littler always had a collab with KP Peanuts?
I don't know this.
You don't know it?
Did he start doing a collab with KP Peanuts?
I was in the shop the other day, and there was like KP Peanuts, like the little, like, panel of them, and it just has Luke Littler's face.
I love
face
how you took
it.
A photo.
Oh, I just wasn't expecting to see him there. The darts, man.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense.
It does.
This is mad. Like, this, like, sponsorship and all just makes me so sad because he's got KP on his darts shirt.
Yeah.
Right? Which just means he's been paid to put that there. And he probably gets a load of free KP, and his face is on all KP Peanuts.
Yeah, but then the thing that interested me in it was there's a competition, and it's like win a year's supply of KP Peanuts or Luke Littler at your local pub.
Or?
Yeah, what? And imagine the KP
Imagine
people
choosing the KP.
Ringing Luke Littler again and being like, sorry, Luke, they've
they chose the KP
again. Unlucky, hopefully
are you sure you don't want Luke
he's
to
like
come?
He's cleared up his whole schedule.
You know, Luke, like, what 180.
Yeah. Hoping he gets to go to a
do the 9 darter for you. You know, no, you're grand.
No,
just the peanuts.
They man, just sorry. Want the dry roasted.
Man, I'm really sorry, but no, you're grand where you are again for another one.
It's so harsh. Just give both. You are KP Peanuts. Give both.
It's Olivia Dean.
Yeah. Emma.
Tricky.
You know, I feel like we missed a trick with this.
A tricky.
I feel like it's the little kind of intro music should have been the Run DMC, is it?
It's tricky.
It's tricky.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Run DMC? Oh, my God,
is it
is. Yeah, yeah.
It's,
I think
white
so.
White Chicks, do you remember that?
It's tricky to rock around.
It's right to rock around. That's right. I'm Thomas Tricky.
But I guess the key here.
It does say it's tricky.
Yes.
So it is that.
But it's not clear.
It's not clear, but it is what you're thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Well, welcome on in to our game we launched on the show a couple of months ago. This is the Tricky 10 we played each morning at this time. And if you'd like to get involved...
Yes, do get involved. Please, Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103. At any point, we will find it. It's just the word Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Do something different today, you know?
Yeah.
Be brave.
Do something that scares you.
Every day. And get the brain working before you even begin your commute.
Oh, hundo. Alan is on to play this morning being very brave. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah. All good.
Did you get a good night's sleep? What time do you think you were asleep at last night?
Oh, I don't know. Like 11 or something.
Oh, yeah. I went to bed around 11. Alan,
right.
How many people do the whole... Alan, sleep.
Oh, countless.
Do you know what? I'm actually really happy to know that it's not just me.
What is it?
Alan, it's that old video of like squirrels who are just kind of shouting at each other, and he's kind of moving, and someone put a voice over it. Over
say
it.
Alan.
It was like Alan is like, wait, no, that's not Alan, that's Steve.
I call it my lullaby because I often get my best sleeps at festivals and tents, and when you're going to sleep and you just hear the little sound of Alan,
you'll always hear
some other campsite going.
Yeah, Alan, you would not thrive at electric picnic because everyone who is camping is just yelling, Alan, Steve.
And then I'm like, I'm home.
You're Alan,
like,
what's the plan for the day?
I'm working from home today. So I'm doing the school run this morning now, so I'm just going to go home work.
What do you do, Alan?
I'm an insurance broker.
Very nice. And what part of the world are you in right now?
Lucan in Dublin.
Very nice. Alan from Lucan on the Tricky 10. How are we feeling? What do you think about this game, Alan?
I'll see how it
goes. You feel good.
All right, well, Alan, let's run you through it. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you really don't know it, just take some time and give it a guess, okay? If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win that brand new Fuzzy Charts Nudie to get cozy this winter. On top of the leaderboard this week is Sinead with a score of 6 in 55 seconds. Do you think you can beat it?
We'll try.
Yes, Alan, I like your confidence. Emma's going to ask your questions. All we'll say is the best of luck.
All right, here we go, Alan. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Complete the name of the lemon and lime soft drink. What up?
7.
The word alphabet contains how many vowels?
3.
How many solo studio albums has Adele released?
4.
Fill in the blank of the former Manchester United manager Eric Watt Hag.
10.
Bus Aris and Custom House are in what Dublin postal district?
Dublin 1.
Complete the proverb: a stitch in time saves what?
9.
How many months are there in half a year?
6.
Brazil have won the men's FIFA World Cup how many times?
5.
How many planets make up the solar system?
7.
The 2002 Lord of the Rings film is called The What Towers?
2.
All right, stop the clock. Wow.
How do you think you did, Alan?
Tricky on some of them, I don't know.
Alan, back yourself. Let's have a look now.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wow. 6, what? 7, what? 8, 9.
Wow. A score of 9
out of 10. Alan, that's incredible. I don't think we've gotten a 9 yet.
No, I don't think we have.
That's
Alan,
our first score of 9.
That was an incredible game.
Unreal.
I was playing, I was watching along as you went through the answers, and I was just like, oh my God, we're about to get a 10. Alan, you absolutely nailed that. Yeah. That was so impressive. How did you feel? Were you calm? Were you cool?
Yeah, I was calm enough, yeah. I didn't know if I got some of them wrong or not. Yeah,
no.
I didn't know.
I was going to say, did you have that kind of smug feeling being like, I'm absolutely crushing this?
No, I really didn't.
Okay.
Alan, are you a quizzer by any chance?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, okay, fair enough.
I'd like to have you on my pub quiz.
Yeah, definitely would. Sure. All right, Alan, you only got one question wrong.
Yeah, just the one. How many planets make up the solar system? Now, this is a funny question.
It is a funny question.
Because, I mean, it ended up, they changed it and it was 9. It was, but anyway, you said 7, it was 8.
Yeah.
Because
they got rid of Pluto. Do you remember it was too small?
It was only a little, young flick.
I'm glad Alan didn't say 9.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the one that was
It'd be a sickener. But other than that, you absolutely slayed the whole thing.
Yeah, congratulations, Alan. You are on top of that leaderboard and in the running to win that Fuzzy Charge Snooty.
Well done, Alan.
Cool, great. Thank you,
bud. Have a great day, Alan.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
You too.
Bye. Nice one. That's class.
Very good. So, so good. But if you were playing along this morning and you were thinking, I would have gotten 10 and I would have done it quicker.
I know about my planets.
I know about my planets and I know about my football knowledge. It's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087711103.
Come on and play tomorrow. Go on, beat them.
That might not be helpful to know about planets or football because they came up today. They might not come up tomorrow.
But if you know about both, it means you know everything.
You'll be class at this.
This is Spin. Here's Rossi and Jazzy. Good morning. Christmas feels
so magical. Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. Supporting the Dublin Simon community.
I can't believe it's happening tomorrow week.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, insane. Yeah, if you don't know what's going on, we are putting on the Big Night of Laughs. This is a stand-up comedy night this Christmas, all to raise money for Dublin Simon Community. Dublin Simon Community is a charity who serves people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness through outreach, treatment, counselling and recovery services.
Yeah, the gig is on at the Sugar Club on December 10th. That is tomorrow week, as Emma says. And tickets are sold out. out. But you can head to our website right now to make a donation to Dublin Simon Community.
And there is a chance to win tickets throughout the week.
There is. Well, at some point. Yeah. But we would really recommend donating, especially around this time of year. I think it's really important.
And I think that's very much top of our minds this morning, because last night, myself, Dave and Fiona and producer Callum, we actually went to join volunteers at the Dublin Simon Community. Every day of the week, every night of the week.
And every morning.
All across the year, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, continue on. They do a soup run, right? Yeah. Each and every evening, and they do breakfast runs in the mornings as well. So last night, the four of us, we went and we met with volunteers and organisers as well from Dublin Simon Community. And we went across the streets in Dublin and met loads of people who are experiencing homelessness at the moment. And it was really insightful, I suppose.
It was so eye-opening,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Like, you know, we see people on the streets of Dublin all the time who are in this situation. But to actually see so many people who are dealing with, you know, falling in hard times, having a crap time at the moment or whatever, and to be so grateful to be offered a hot drink and a Sambo, you know, from volunteers in the evenings, and to just be so thankful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's mad because you don't see it like as much as you think you do. Like, I remember every Christmas to me was going down Henry Street and going to Arnott's and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to see Santa and all that kind of stuff. And you don't really, you think at the time, oh, this is just amazing. But it's only when you see it last night, I was like, this is a different Henry Street, you know what I mean? And,
exactly.
And you, all these people want is a bit of help and be sound to them.
Or
I mean?
Just to be humanised, like a bit of conversation.
Exactly.
That's what a lot of the volunteers were saying. The main thing that people who are experiencing homelessness are grateful for is a chat.
A bit of company.
How are you doing? How's your evening going?
Yeah.
And there's things that you don't even think about this time of year. Some of the volunteers were saying, because shops are open later for Christmas shopping, the people who usually set up outside these shops to sleep, like set up like where they're going to sleep for the night, they can't go there until later. They're killing time to try and like till they can rest safely.
Yeah, exactly.
There's just so many things, like you know,
so many things you wouldn't think.
But we're
out
going like, oh, the shops are open late.
Exactly.
Someone can't go to sleep yet.
Beside the fact that like, oh, Christmas is the happiest time of year, is like being shoved like down your throat if you're not having a good time. But that's why it's just incredible what the Simon Community do. And yeah, these volunteers are unbelievable.
They really are fantastic people.
Yeah. If you can support, please do. Now, we did speak to Aideen yesterday. She's one of the coordinators. And we just talked to her about all things Simon. She's been volunteering for a very long time. So we'll have a listen to her.
We have three routes tonight, and we've collected soup from a very generous donator. We've got our bags ready of soup, sandwiches, chocolate, biscuits, water, juice. We have big bags of clothes because at this time of year, as you can imagine, it's a big demand for socks, hats, gloves, scarves. The people want dry clothes. Unfortunately, it's getting worse than ever. I started off originally volunteering in 2002, so I'm here a long time. I'm here 23 years.
What are the biggest challenges that Simon have faced, say, in the last year, 2 years?
I suppose increased demand. You know, that, I mean, we're going out with 50 sandwiches tonight, and chances are that, you know, we'll come back cleared out. And we have increased our sandwiches. It's just there's more people actually out in the streets than there used to be. I mean, if you look at the homeless statistics every month, you'll see that the numbers are increasing all the time. You know, that even though there are other soup runs out there, like when we're going along, we'd see a crowd set up on Grafton Street, and we would still see, like, so possibly people on O'Connell Street who are there other nights of the week. Now, we would go out 7 days a week, so we'd have some kind of continuation of service. But the others might be a bit more sporadic, you know, different people doubt different nights. But even then, even despite that, there still is a massive, huge demand.
There you go. That is Aideen, one of the coordinators with Dublin Simon Community.
She was such a legend. Like, she had
so
it down.
Great.
Everything. Any question you had, she had sorted.
Yeah. She's obviously brilliant. Just so much experience.
And these volunteers, like, they meet at like 6:30 and we didn't finish up last night till after 9:00.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And there, as I say, there's different days of the week, and then different kind of crews of people take this on and volunteer it like 7 days a week.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
She's been doing it since 2002, which is mental. And she's not even the longest volunteer there.
No.
It's incredible. It's so cool. So
yeah.
If you ever get a chance to volunteer with Dublin Simon Community, I would really take it.
100% recommend.
That's what one of the other girls there, Grania, was saying. She was saying it's such an interesting mix of people who you volunteer with. Mm. And she was like, it's one of the only times a week where I just don't look at my phone at all, because like I'm just out.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
You know, and you chat to the volunteers, you chat to the people who are on the streets, and it's just it's just a different experience than what else you have going on.
When you're at home just looking at your Instagram
exactly,
or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly, it just puts things in perspective. But we're so delighted. We've raised almost €4,000 already just from the ticket sales for the gig, which we're delighted with. If you can't make it to the gig, obviously we would love if you could donate, just especially after seeing firsthand the work Dublin Simon community do.
And where that money would go.
Exactly, and what it means to people.
It would help so much.
Truly. So you can do that now at our website. And thank you so much to everyone who's already bought tickets.
So €4,000 from people who bought tickets. So well done if you got
unbelievable.
Your tickets. And please, if you can, if you're in a position to even donate the price of a coffee you're due to get this morning, just have the crap one and work instead.
Yeah.
Just use the monkey coffee machine and work just for one day.
Spin1038.com if you want to donate. Thank you so much for that. It goes a long, long way and we see in it firsthand.
We 100%. We all woke up with a bit of a different perspective this morning, you know what I mean? Getting out of our warm beds. Yes. I did say a little while ago, I'm really going to need your help on this morning. Pretty big decision to be made in my household. I'd mentioned that you really helped me out when it came to naming my puppy Seamus, who we got in February. But there is
a new addition,
arguably a more important new addition coming into the household. Not to steal your thunder,
Fiona. You're
kind of
coming for my gig here.
Yeah. I need your help this morning in coming up with ideas for names for my new robot Hoover.
That's way bigger than
congratulations.
What I
congratulations.
Honestly,
congratulations. No, you've wanted this for so long.
You know, when are you due?
I've been trying for such a long time. And I finally said, no, I'm serious. We need one. And everything worked out fine. It arrives today.
Congratulations.
Oh, you deserve it so much, girl. I can't think of a better person.
Thank you.
You and Jack
so much.
Will be amazing owners.
We really will. Honestly, I'm going to put this thing through its paces like it's never seen before.
Good.
Delivery is so expected lucky. Today.
Wow.
Any expectancy window?
I think between 1 and 3.
Are your horse is going to break.
Well, if it is, it'll clean it up.
It does have a mop feature.
Wow.
And it has a mop feature. Oh, you went all out.
Oh, babe. Listen, I went hard on this.
She went private.
She gets the special menu afterwards.
I got more than a slice of toast.
Oh, no, very good.
Listen, I couldn't cope with what's going on. Like, dog arrived February, great, love him. He's a great guy. His name is Seamus. You helped me name him. But my God, you know, before when you clean the house and give it a proper clean, you know, like hands and knees.
Yeah.
No, I did that with my bedroom literally 2 weeks ago. Mm. And like, I was so buzzing myself. I mopped the thing, hoovered up all the dust and all that. It's all back.
Yeah.
Well, like, where's it coming from?
I know. But the thing about it is, when you have a dog in the house who's obviously in and out at the moment, like in and out of the garden, going to the toilet, in and out, like going out for walks, getting filthy. It's just impossible. I can't do it anymore.
No, it's crazy.
It's gross. And there's hair everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere, everywhere. So I was just like, had my little. I'm 32 now, meltdown. It was always going to happen, you know. I don't think that's a meltdown.
I've wanted a robot Hoover since I was seeing one in Breaking Bad.
Okay,
and that I was like 16.
Yeah, they're class.
I just kind of was like, I just can't do this anymore. I'm going away every day and I have to Hoover.
Yeah, that's
like,
fair enough.
No, you're one woman.
So that's it. We've ordered the Hoover. Its delivery is today. But I want you to name it. Okay?
Yeah,
this
good.
Is the big addition to my life. Don't mind Fiona having a baby. I'm having a Hoover.
No, that's
I'm
crap.
Having a Hoover.
This is nothing.
Come here.
Nothing.
So you know you're going to have to like map out your whole kitchen, your whole sitting room, all that
Would
kind of stuff.
Would you help me raise her?
Yes, I absolutely will. Yeah. That's
Thank
it. But
so
I will
much.
Be so jealous.
I need you
I'm
to
getting
fill.
Broody, guys.
Yeah.
Because once she gets into the teenage phase, like it takes a village.
100%. And I'm glad you're all on board
of
with
course.
This.
Of course.
But in terms of
we will help you whatever you
controlling
need.
Its brain, would you help me
yes.
with that?
Yes, oh, no, 100%.
I'm so
That's
excited.
The thing, because I was like, when she told me she was getting this, I was just instantly, I was like, well, Jack's not going to have a bloody clue how to set that up. And Emma won't have a clue how to set that up. I'm going to have to help. I'll build the cot, basically.
But inside you were thrilled.
I was thrilled.
Like, I can't wait to set this up. So look, give us an idea of a name. You call my dog Seamus. Anything is on the table here, to be honest with you. And we'll decide on that before 9 o'clock this morning, okay?
Wow.
So we'd love your voice notes.
Yeah, you should call it blank. Voice notice on 087-711-1038.
Get your voice notes in. This, in essence, is the equivalent of my child.
Can I ask about the gender? Is it gender neutral?
At the moment it is.
Okay, yeah, but you're happy to go for a male or a female name.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm happy to go for any name, and then when the Hoover arrives this afternoon, I'll suss the vibe.
Okay.
You're going to let the Hoover decide.
Exactly.
When it's by itself.
What I'll do
it autonomy.
Is before I set up the settings with Dave, like to control its brain, I'll set up like pink or blue or like in between.
Of course.
And then wherever it bangs itself off first.
Oh my God, we're going to have a gender reveal party.
Oh my God.
I know what can clean up all the confetti.
I know.
Guys, this is just the gift that keeps on giving.
Isn't it?
Get in touch. Send us a voice note, please.
It's the gift
name
of life.
My Hoover. What a game changer. Here's Tate McRae. Tit for tat. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hello. You're helping me with probably one of the most important things that you've ever helped me with on this morning's show. I am expecting a new Hoover to arrive today. It's a robot. I'm getting my first robot. It's a mop as well. It's got the whole shebang. Bring it on, baby.
Do you know what? This is going to be the making of you. Yeah. It really is.
Do you think
it is? It's so annoying because in my house, we just got a new Hoover as well. And it's not robotic. Mm. So I just feel like, say if we were talking about babies, I feel like you're getting like a real gold baby.
Yeah.
And I've got like one of them kind of ones that when it sits up, its eyes open.
Oh, yeah.
One of them little dolls.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crap, yeah.
I think now though, if I was ever, like if you're buying a Hoover again, why would you get a Hoover and not just get a robotic Hoover?
Honestly.
Yeah. Why are you making life
Because of price,
yourself?
Emma. Price. Price.
It wasn't
honestly,
that bad.
Honestly, there's not much of a difference in it.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
What you spent on this Hoover is cheaper than what I spent
You didn't tell
on
us where you got it, so you can tell us the price.
160.
Okay.
I think that's unbelievable for how much it's going to change your life.
100%. I have a dog in the house. I'm just so sick of cleaning every day of the week rather than doing it once or twice a week. Sandra's there. Hello. We're looking for names for this Hoover. Really big deal.
How are you guys?
Good.
Sandra, before we ask you the very important question, I need to ask you, do you have a robot Hoover?
Oh, I do. It's a game changer, honestly.
Is it? And do you have a name for it, Sandra? Or are you a normal person?
Yeah. His name is Eugene.
His name is Eugene.
What a great name.
Beautiful.
And is that your suggestion for Emma's name?
We can match.
Absolutely.
Eugene.
Yeah, every time I talk to my partner, we're like, sure, pop Eugene on there.
Oh,
and he's flying around.
Sandra, my best mate's mom has one of the robot, like, cuts the lawn.
Oh, yeah.
She calls it Dermot.
Dermot.
Yeah, Dermot can sort that. Yeah.
And Sandra, when you took it out of the box, did you look at your partner and say, it's a Eugene? He's such a
Eugene. Oh, absolutely. We were like, oh, it looks like a Eugene.
When you know,
it was
you know.
Either a Eugene or if it was a girl, it would have been a Consuela.
Consuela.
We need more lemon pledge.
So Sandra, has Eugene changed your life for the better?
Oh, absolutely. And we also have a border collie and we have a baby on the way as well next month.
Too much going on.
So I'm definitely less worried about the dust and the dirt.
And how does the border collie react to Eugene?
Honestly, we thought that he's going to attack it, but he does not care.
Great.
That's so great. And that's a great sign for the baby as well. If the collie
Absolutely,
can live with,
yeah,
the,
no.
with the Hoover, it can live with the baby.
Yeah.
Right?
Fiona, let's have baby talk right now.
Sorry, guys.
It's
Sorry.
Hoover talk.
I'm just intrigued. I want one of these for myself.
Sandra, thanks a mil.
Thanks a million.
Good luck, Sandra.
Enjoy. Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Also in there was Hannah.
I think you should name your robot Hoover Consuela.
Another one.
Like from Family Guy.
No, I stay. I clean.
You don't understand. You're fired.
No, I keep job.
Here's $40 if you leave right now.
No, I stay.
I love
good,
that.
Because your Hoover will take on its own. It'll make its own decisions that way.
Yes, I believe so. Consuela.
Consuela.
Two votes so far. This in from Rachel.
Call your Hoover sucker.
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 I do love sucker. I was thinking of Sucky instead, but like Socky from The Den.
Yeah, that's
but
really
Sucky.
Good. Yeah.
Wait, what's the name of the Hoover from the Teletubbies?
Tutu. Nunu.
Tutu. Nunu.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Maybe.
Nunu's good. Tent. I like Nunu.
This in from Willie.
Morning, folks. Hope you're well. Crispy day out there. Here's what you call it. Samantha Rumba. Good luck.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday, you can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Send him a prize, Callum.
Send him money.
Send him the entire IMC cinema.
Send him out loads, everything you have.
Anything you want, Willie.
All IMC cinemas
you
are
have
now
my job.
Willie's name.
Don't you know what? Send him whatever he wants.
Please.
Willie, you tell us what we want. We'll get Callum sorted.
Not the Hoover. Anything else?
No, not my Hoover.
Samantha Rumba.
That is just fantastic. Yeah.
Just brilliant.
Wow.
Well done. I definitely know that is the most used name, I'd imagine. It's probably like calling your quiz team like Christina Aguilera. Do you know
that's
what I mean?
Unreal. I've never heard.
I'm just,
heard
I'm just,
that
I'm just worried that it's. Is it
no,
common?
I'm impressed.
Does everyone have a Roomba
it.
Called Samantha
no,
Roomba?
It's a, that know. Is very unique. That's a totally original thought.
Well, then
incredible.
Amazing. Give
never
him
been
everything.
Done before.
Give him everything.
It's coming up on nine. Leah, what's the story?
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
And hiya. It's Tuesday. It's time for this.
Woo!
Come on in. This is Top 10 Tuesday. This is some of our. We say that about all of our stuff's just so good.
It
no,
is.
No, no, but this is. Oh. Genuinely the best.
We wake up and we go, Grant, it's Tuesday. It's not too bad.
I know, but I feel like everything
Tuesday.
We do, we're like, this is our favourite part of the week. But I'm like, this really is.
I don't
there.
Think I say it about anything else.
Dave
I
does.
I hate the rest of the show.
I say it about this and I say it about Dave Ranks.
Well, yeah, no, okay. Dave Ranks is great as well.
I have, two favorite I have two favourite parts of the week.
Mm. What about Fiona's final thoughts?
I like the girly quiz.
Oh, right.
And this is Top 10 Tuesday. This is where I'm going to give Dave, Fiona and you listening together a topic. Your job between the three of you is to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, in the past, we've done things like the last 10 performers at Croke Park. We've done lineups for big festivals. We've done the least populated counties in Ireland. And loads more in between as well. So Dave and Fiona, how this works, you three, you have three lives each and you're going to take it in turns to try and complete the top 10 list between the two of you. But you will lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10 list. All okay. right? If you can't fill out the whole 10, we will throw it out to you listening and your chance then to win yourself some IMC Cinema passes on 087 711 1032. You listening, listen closely as well because I think with this one... I think they're going to need your help on this.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. I think Callum said that to us last week. I think he said this one for this week is we're going to find it tough.
Really? Again? But sometimes he says, you'll find this easy. And then we're so unbelievably crap.
I don't know. It's a funny one with you too, because this might be more up your street. But certainly I'm glad that I'm sitting on this side today because I wouldn't have a bull's notion.
Oh,
this
gosh.
Week, I'm looking for the names of the last 10 James Bond films
I got it.
No.
That were released in the cinema.
No worries.
I
no
won't
worries.
Get one of these.
No worries.
No worries.
Are you?
I've got it all, baby. I've got it all.
Are you serious?
I've got it all.
Well done.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, we're going to go with No Time to Die.
Number one. That was in 2021 with Daniel Craig.
I don't know in order, but I have loads of them.
Do you want me to have a go?
No, go on,
Fee.
Yeah, go on.
Can I get a word
you
in
can
here?
Maybe get the you can maybe get the Pierce Brosnan ones or the Sean Connery one.
Sean Connery. Are we going back that far?
Yeah.
Die Another Day.
That was in 2002. It's with Pierce Brosnan. That is at number six.
Okay.
Let's go with Spectre.
Ooh. Spectre, Dave. Very recent, just before No Time to Die, 2015. Also with Daniel Craig at number two.
You go, Dave.
Why are you bowing out?
I think so. I don't think I know.
Hey, do you know what you should do?
Die.
Think a little bit about
the songs.
Soundtracks.
Yeah. No, 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 no. If I risk it all, I just. Skyfall!
Oh, I forgot about Skyfall.
Adele in there, isn't it?
Sorry, I sung like three different songs.
What we got there, 2012 at number
yes.
three. Well done again, Daniel Craig at the helm.
Let's go with Quantum of Solace.
Number four, David Whoa. Hammond, 2008, again with Daniel Craig. Guys, we're flying it.
You have this one. You know this one.
I'm thinking of Way Far Away. Like
Blackjack, Roulette,
Casino.
Poker.
Casino?
Yeah.
Royale.
Yes.
2006.
Thank you.
Daniel Craig, that in at number five. Guys, you
wow.
have the top six.
Guys.
Totally on your own. Only four to go.
And
I think that's where we about.
Yeah,
no, I realise I don't know any after No Time to Die. Pierce Brosnan, No Time to Die. Oh, The Spy Who, not Austin Powers. The Spy Who Killed
Loved Me.
The Spy Who Loved Me.
Is that old, though?
Oh, it's old.
Why You Love Me.
It's
not
old.
There, Dave.
That was from 1977, so
right,
it doesn't make
okay.
the top 10.
Wow.
What were the other ones that Pierce Brosnan did that would have been big, like when we were young and...
Naked... No. That's, yeah.
Naked Gun's a different film series.
Was it the one... It was the one... Octo...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That one?
That's one, surely.
Octopussy?
Was that any James Bond?
1983, so that's just outside.
Fair play,
the top 10.
Wow.
So what number does that come out, or do we know?
I don't have the number for that one.
Die Another Day.
Die Another Day.
Can I tell
day?
Them the year of number 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going back as far as 1989.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's number 10.
Of number 10.
Yeah.
What about Goldfinger?
What
that's ages ago, is it?
Not in there, Fee.
Okay.
Do you want to bow? Do you want to move it on?
I'm
going
to bow.
Let's just have a little
sorry,
check.
It was 1964.
A great wow. year for me.
I just made my
I really thought I'd have that now. I really did.
You did great, and you for, like you kind of got all mine for me as well.
I only have the ones that I was alive for.
Yeah. Let's go through where we're at, okay? Now, if you can suggest anything that you think is in this top 10 list, please get your answers over to us on WhatsApp on 087-711-1038. You will aptly win your way to the cinema if we get you on the line this morning. So look at number one. No Time to Die, Daniel Craig, 2021. Number two, Spectre in 2015. Number three was Skyfall in 2012. Quantum of Solace, 2008 at number four. Casino Royale, 2006 at number five. And then we're going back to Pierce Brosnan. The one Pierce Brosnan film that you managed to figure out there when it comes to James Bond was Die Another Day.
That was number six, wasn't it?
2002. Yeah. That's at number six.
We have 1 to 6. We've never filled out like all the recents.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
That was so good.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Another Day.
So what we need from you is number 7, 8, 9, and 10, the last 10 James Bond films that
not
were released in cinema. Well done, I'm really impressed with you. If you want to have a lash this morning, 087-711-1038, fill out this top 10 list and win your cinema passes. Nothing, no James Bond in the works at the moment, is there?
Don't know, we don't even know who the new one is.
Okay, yeah. Here's David Guetta for now though. This is called Gone 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 at Spin. We will fly. Okay, welcome on in. This is Top 10 Tuesday. Each week on the show, I give Dave, Fiona and you listing a topic and your job between the three of you is to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Today, it's what I thought was going to be a tough one, but Dave and Fiona have done incredibly well.
Yeah, great topic, Callum. Really
Dave
good one this
did
week.
Well.
No, you got it sorted as well. We went one for one for one
stop,
for one.
Stop. I'm
we
shy.
Got 3 for 3.
This week, we're looking for the names of the last 10 James Bond films that were released in cinema. Dave and Fiona smashed it until they got to number 6. They correctly said No Time to Die at number 1, Spectre at number 2, Skyfall at number 3, Quantum of Solace. That's a fun thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
At number 4, Casino Royale at 5, and Die Another Day at number 6. At that point, we are stuck.
We are.
We're calling in some help this morning to get to the bottom of this. I feel very get to the bottom of this problem. I don't know. Give me something Bond.
Are you a Bond villain?
What's the girl who helps him?
M.
The lady? Is that it?
Mom?
Yeah. Mom helps us all.
Sarah is standing by to give us a hand this morning. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Listen, we are stuck on Top 10 Tuesday. We're looking this morning for the names of the top 10 James Bond films that were released in cinema. Do you have any suggestions for us?
Yes. Well, my son will be so proud of me because he's a huge James Bond fan.
Okay, I love this.
So I'm going to say GoldenEye.
GoldenEye. I was thinking golden something. Or I was thinking like
I said Goldfinger.
Yeah,
so they
did.
Were like, what other body parts can we do?
Is GoldenEye in there?
It is at number 9.
Oh,
my God.
Well, Sarah.
1995 was that again with Pierce Brosnan. Well done, Sarah. You've won your way to the cinema. Do you have any more suggestions for us while you're at it?
Ooh, now you've caught me out.
That's okay.
So we won't be that proud.
No.
All right, let's wrap it up there.
Well.
So, all right, come on.
Okay, what we didn't get to was number 7. That is The World Is Not Enough, 1999.
Never, ever heard of it.
No.
Number 8, Tomorrow Never Dies.
Oh, yeah, that
really Die Another Day, I thought that was that.
Oh, fair.
That's 1997. And then you correctly got that one for us, Sarah. Thank you. GoldenEye, 1995 with Pierce Brosnan. Then, Timothy Dalton played Bond in 1989.
Random.
And the film coming in at number 10 is License to Kill.
Damn it.
So there we go. Another Top 10 Tuesday complete. Sarah
I wouldn't
Hayes.
Have got any of them apart from Tomorrow Never Dies. I should
what
have
What about License to Kill? That's kind of like, that's surely a Bond, you know?
Yeah, Bond thing, yeah.
Anyway.
Sarah, well done to you. Thanks for a million for coming on.
Well
Thanks,
done.
Sarah.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Thanks, girl.
Talk to you later. Rice, might as well just say it now. I've never seen a Bond film.
Have you not?
Never.
Ooh.
So if I was to watch one, what would I start with? Is it violent? Is there lots of blood?
There is, yes.
Well, he seems to escape everything unscathed.
Right.
So how violent is it? Other people died.
Or does he?
No. I was held hostage at a Bond film on a first date once. And the longest.
It sounds like the summary of a Bond film.
Yeah. Tomorrow really never did die. Oh, it was No Time to Die. I remember thinking that because I was like, there is
it
time.
It was long as well.
Yeah.
I would start off Casino Royale, Daniel Craig's first film. And
wait,
it's now, just
that doesn't
excellent.
Make sense. You went on a first date in 2021.
It was the 2021. Maybe it was what was in would have been like 20.
Maybe it's 1981.
Probably probably License to Kill, was it?
It was gold.
More winning.
Ooh,
yeah,
I
more
like winning.
More grinning. Grin. Because grin.
That's it. I'm not going.
Listen, the Grinch is causing all kinds of havoc at McDonald's this Christmas. Honestly, I just want a full podcast of Fiona's stream of consciousness.
No, that was a bad one that I should have kept quiet.
I seen where you were going though.
So did
but
I.
It was yeah. not, yeah.
Listen, the Grinch is launching his own exclusive Grinch meal with gherkin flavoured fries and a pair of odd socks. We saw the billboard last night,
yeah,
didn't we, Emma?
It did indeed, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You can see the Grinch's kind of hand, his green hairy hands reaching over for a fry.
So another, get it before he does.
And I see as well on one of the billboards, the Grinch's hand is over a cappuccino and the type now says cappuccino and then N-O.
Oh,
in capital
very
letters.
Good.
Like,
very good. Mr. Grinch. You can get them in restaurants before the Grinch does while stocks last or direct to your home via McDelivery. All right, listen to this. The Grinch has somehow managed to worm his way into Spin as well.
Well, there and he is. Is he there? Is the Grinch here?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
All I can say in a Grinch impression apparently is, that's it, I'm not going.
What else is he saying? You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
I'm not going to talk. And that way it won't reverb. Off to you.
Oh, hello.
You're an idiot.
How are you?
Listen, anyway. Yeah, the Grinch is here and it's taken over some of our songs.
Yes.
He's taken that €200 cash as well. We want to give that away.
Exactly. He's got the €200 cash for you to give. It's kind of like when the Grinch was going to give back some presents. We've skipped to the good part. And you can win that if you tell us what missing words are in the song that the Grinch has tried to ruin.
Have a listen.
Around the Christmas tree. I'm a psycho.
I have a 4 o'clock. Wallowing self pretty.
Oh yeah.
4:30. Stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock. Solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30. Jazzercise. 6:30. Dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock. Wrestle with my self-loathing. I'm booked. That's it. I'm not going.
That was so good.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, David Hammond, man. I wish I could do it. I just wish I could. That's so good. Listen, again, have a listen. What words has the Grinch taken out of the song? If you know the answer, message us and you could win €200 cash for thanks to McDonald's. 087-711-1038. That's our number.
I'm a psycho.
Down here, the bish.
He's so busy, so he won't notice.
Exactly. Get in touch now for your chance to win this morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We want you to win with McDonald's all this week on the show.
Yeah, the Grinch is causing all kinds of havoc at McDonald's this Christmas, launching his own exclusive Grinch meal with gherkin-flavoured fries and a pair of odd socks, which I love.
Very nice. You can get them in restaurants while stock lasts or direct to your home via McDelivery.
So the Grinch has taken over Spin's playlist and is trying to mess with our songs. How dare he? You've been trying to figure out the missing lyrics that he's taken out of songs, and Carol's on to give this a crack this morning. How are you?
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, listen, we'd love you
yourself.
To
yeah, yeah, right. Thank you for asking. You're very kind.
No one ever asks us back.
We'd love to get you with some cash for Christmas. €200 thanks to McDonald's. Every little helps, isn't that it?
Yep.
That's Tesco.
So it does.
The Grinch is worming his way to McDonald's and he's wormed his way into the Spin playlist as well and trying to wreck some songs. So this is what you heard, right? And your job was to tell us what the missing lyrics were.
Have a happy holiday.
Oh, I love the singing, well. Carol. Let's see if you're right.
Have a happy holiday.
Yay.
Brilliant. Very
nice
brilliant.
One.
Who sings that?
Brenda something.
Is it Brenda Lee?
Is it Brenda
Lee? Oh, very good.
Carol sung because like Christmas Carol.
Christmas
she knows.
Carol.
She's like, yeah. This is what expected of me.
Carol, well done. Congratulations. You have just won yourself €200 cash.
Very nice. Well done,
thanks
Carol.
Thanks very much.
You're wow.
Have a fantastic day, Carol. Good luck.
And have
lovely.
A happy holiday.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Another chance to win at McDonald's. Tomorrow morning on the show, we'll do that before 8, just after 7:30 in the morning.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome in. It's the time of the show where I just get to drop some serious truth bombs, okay? I just tell you how things are. And today, big news coming from the woman who told us to.
Get your fucking ass up and work.
Oh.
Okay. Something new, a new development. If you don't know who that is, I'm jealous of you. It's Kim Kardashian. And since she gave that advice back in 2022, it's been revealed that she has low activity in parts of her brain.
I saw it
this
in the front.
Is the most set up thing I have ever heard in my life. Normally the Kardashians are pretty good with PR stunts. This is so blatantly obvious. It's pathetic.
Well, if you think that, you are in line with some conspiracy theorists online.
Okay,
Emma,
so yeah, sorry. Yeah, explain for those who don't know. Yeah.
So she on the show, I don't really watch the show anymore, but like obviously this is going kind of viral. She had a test done by celebrity psychologist Dr. Daniel Amen, and he said she has holes in her frontal lobe, which probably explains why she didn't pass the bar. Okay. But conspiracy theorists are saying this is her way of soft launching a new business selling brain chip implants with Elon Musk.
That's not what I was thinking.
Okay.
But that's interesting.
It'd be really weird if it was.
That's going to be her new side hustle.
She, you know, because she took on one of Elon's robots and was like posing with it loads and had it for ages. So she loves a bit of Elon.
So this is what people are saying. It's going to be like, oh, Kim couldn't pass the bar. She has a hole in her brain. But now, thanks to Neuralink, she passed the bar.
Wow.
Thanks, Elon Musk. Thanks, brain chip. So that's what people are saying.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't realize Musk was involved, but it was almost like, this is the reason why I didn't pass the bar again, made such a big deal about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a lawyer. Then what are you doing with Elon Musk? Just go to court, Kim.
No, but there you go. So if you see her posing with the robot again, or if you're like in between the ads for like bras with built-in nipples and thongs that have hair on them, and if you see a brain chip plug come up, just know.
Come here, a really good conspiracy theory.
Yeah. That episode that we both watched that haunted us, Fiona, about the medical, about how you're like stuck to like this thing to keep you alive.
Oh, yeah.
More real by the day.
Oh, God, the Black Mirror one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was
it's like we're living in a Black Mirror episode.
It's like it's a Black Mirror episode.
Black Mirror episode or something.
Oh, honestly, count down the days until she announces something like that.
Yeah, watch out now. Watch out for Kim.
Taylor Swift now, the fate of Ophelia at Spin.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.